This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, sparred on Monday over blame for street violence linked to racial injustice and police treatment of minorities. The exchange came 9 weeks ahead of the national U.S. election. On Tuesday, President Trump plans to visit Kenosha, Wisconsin, where protests turned violent last week in the aftermath of a police shooting of a black man as they attempted to arrest him. During a street demonstration, a white teenage vigilante claiming he was protecting Kenosha's local businesses was accused of fatally shooting two people and wounding a third. In a speech Monday in Pittsburgh, Biden blamed Trump for the violence that has erupted across the country as the United States deals with widespread and sometimes violent protests and counterprotests over police treatment of minorities and inequality in U.S. society. Biden said, "This president long ago forfeited any moral leadership in this country." Biden added that the president can't stop the violence because his leadership has caused it. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers urged Trump to skip his visit to Kenosha. Evers said he is concerned that the Trump's presence would actually keep the city from being able to move forward. Evers first ordered National Guard troops into Kenosha to quell the street violence after a white police officer shot Jacob Blake 7 times in the back, leaving him partially paralyzed. But Mr. Trump took credit on Twitter, saying if he had not insisted on sending the National Guard, in his words, there would be no Kenosha right now. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. There's also an easy-to-use app that you can download.